Welcome to Hope's Garden and the Bridegroom Speaks podcast with Laura Ercolino.
Before the dawned wind rises, before the shadows flee, I will go to the mountain of myrrh, to the hill of frankincense. Reminds me of at the Last Supper when he says, I have long desired to eat this Passover with you, right? So he's saying that he's been longing for all of time to go to the mountain of myrrh, which is the hill of suffering, to the cross. And from the cross then to the hill of frankincense. And frankincense is the herb, the incense that denotes divinity. And so he had to go to the mountain of myrrh. Myrrh is for burial, for death, for suffering. And frankincense is for divinity, for glory, for the king. And so he was already hinting at that his suffering would then lead to his glory. And then he's calling to her to come to him. And when I read it this time, when he's talking about how delicious is your love, more delicious than wine, how fragrant your perfumes, more fragrant than all other spices, I was actually envisioning the church, that by his suffering and his rising, we know that at the cross, it's the birth of the church, that Mary becomes mother of the church, mother of all of us. And so he's seeing the church now and how delicious is the love, the wine, the fragrance, the liturgy, all that's happening and being born as his church comes together. And when he talks about honey and milk are under your tongue, that his lips, we were told before, distill wild honey, right? So as we draw into intimacy with him, as we're going to talk a lot today about the sacred scriptures, that he is the word of God and scripture is him, that he is in the scriptures and they are his words. And so when we feast on his words, then his honey and milk are under our tongue. And our speaking becomes superlative wine, just like his. And so again, this to me today was a symbol of the birth of the church and how the church speaks the word of God and how under the tongue of those who speak to us and teach us through the church that they have honey and milk. The sweetness of the Lord is on their tongues. And again, the same in the next section, 4:12 through 4:15, she is a garden enclosed, a sealed fountain, but yet her shoots form an orchard of pomegranate trees. This is the church. She is holy. She is one. She is Catholic. She is apostolic. And yet her roots, her shoots grow out all over the world, forming an orchard of trees filled with the sweetness, the fruits of the Lord growing all over the world. And she is a fountain that makes the garden fertile, well of living water, streams flowing down from Lebanon. So I kind of got a picture of St. Peter's and his living water bubbling up inside of it and then flowing out all over the world. And that is the fountain that makes the earth fertile, is Christ's living water in the church. And then the bride says, "Awake, north wind, come wind of the south. Breathe over my garden to spread its sweet smell around." And so when we talk about that line in a few weeks in relation to our soul and Jesus, I have some prayers to share with you then about asking the Holy Spirit to come and breathe over the garden of our hearts and to spread this love of the bridegroom all around. But when I read it, I saw the church and the Holy Spirit taking the fragrance, the flowers, the fruits of all the work and prayer in the church and asking the Holy Spirit to keep spreading that. This is the new evangelization, right? Spread the sweetness of Christ all around the earth, all around the world, and to let Jesus keep coming into this garden, because apart from him, we can do nothing. The sweet fragrance that we have to spread around, the living water, it all comes from him. So asking him to stay with his church, to stay with us, to continue to heal and teach those who are, in charge of the church, those who speak for him, who teach us, praying for them, asking the Holy Spirit to be with them, for Jesus to stay with them. It's so beautiful to me, these lines where he says, "I gather my myrrh and balsam. I eat my honey and my honeycomb. I drink my wine and my milk." Like he delights in us. He delights in his church. He is fed. He is fed by us. And I think it's John of Ford, who we'll read later, who talks about that, that if we want to be able to feed Christ, that first we have to allow him to feed us, that we have to first be in that childlike position of complete dependency on him and allow him to feed our hearts and souls. And then we'll grow in this intimate relationship with him, and we will become spiritually fruitful, that then we can feed him. And so this, again, is a picture of the church. It's this mutual giving and receiving. And then he invites everyone to come and drink. And in other versions of the song, he actually says things like, come and get drunk on love. Come and be inebriated with my milk and my honey, with my wine. Drink deeply, drink until intoxication. And that's Pentecost. Again, right? And this is the Pentecost. He wants us to know that that didn't have to just be, I mean, it was a one-time event, but the Holy Spirit is here for each one of us. His divine wine is here for each one of us to drink deeply of. We can all become intoxicated, on fire with his love, if we be not afraid, like St. Francis de Sales says. So many will drink, but so few will drink deeply.
For more resources and our consecration to Christ the Bridegroom, visit hopesgarden.com, the sanctuary where the spousal love of Christ the Bridegroom heals hearts, marriages, and families. You may also want to join our community powered by Mighty Networks. Download the Mighty Networks app and find us at Hope's Garden.